This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Last night's contract talks between Johns Hopkins Hospital Management and hospital service and maintenance workers ended about 8 p.m. with no agreement. The collective bargaining process between management and 2,000 hospital maintenance technical and service workers started March 4th, and the workers' contract expired this past Monday, March 31st. In recent bargaining, Hopkins has moved closer to the $15 an hour that the workers called for. But the back and forth continues. If an agreement is not reached by Wednesday, the employees have threatened to strike. In a moment, we'll be joined by the vice president of the local chapter of 1199 SEIU, the Service Employees International Union, which represents the workers, and by a labor lawyer who represents employers, not Johns Hopkins. We reached out to Johns Hopkins Hospital for an interview, and they said no and gave us this written statement. Quote, "We are negotiating with union representatives in good faith and are working to reach a settlement that's fair to everyone and reflects financial responsibility on the part of the hospital. Out of respect for our employees and their labor union, we are negotiating directly with them and not through the media," close quote. But first we want to hear from one of the employees in the center of negotiations. Yesterday we spoke with Kiva, who asked us to use only her first name, even though she's on 1199 SEIU's Collective Bargaining Committee. She's worked for Johns Hopkins Hospital for 12 years and makes $12.20 an hour as a floor tech in the Environmental Services Department.
I'm responsible for maintaining the upkeeping of the floors, stripping, waxing, buffing, all that. Right now, I'm staying with family. I'm a single parent. I have two boys. 1220 after 12 years is not acceptable. I think that it's important that people understand that we work in a number one facility and we get paid as if it's last on the list. We work there. We take pride in our work. We've been doing it for years. We don't want to leave. We just want to be okay when it comes down to being able to raise our families.
That's Kiva, one of the 2,000 Johns Hopkins Hospital maintenance and service workers who are in the midst of collective bargaining with the hospital. And now to talk about the process, I'm joined by Armita Dixon, vice president of 1199 SEIU for Baltimore Hospitals and Health Systems. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
And also joining me is Brian O'Keefe, labor law attorney for the firm Shaw and Rosenthal. O'Keefe is not affiliated with Hopkins. Brian, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Armita, the latest bargaining session started about noon yesterday, went into the evening. What happened?
We bargained. And A large part of bargaining is caucusing and discussing and trying to reach agreement or consensus with your side about what the next moves will be. But we're still bargaining.
Has Hopkins come closer to the union's position? In what way and in what
way?
Well,
as you just noted, that they have moved closer to where we need them to be, but it's just not close enough.
And what compromises has the union made?
We made the compromises that we thought were necessary to make under the circumstances. We, and I won't get specific, but we have moved. We've made significant moves in our position.
And in all this, we're talking primarily about wages, about money, or are there other factors that...
If I can sort of frame this just a little for
you.
Please. We bargained last year. We took a one-year contract with the understanding I'm talking about from the union's perspective, that our primary purpose in this bargaining would be finances, would be economics. Hopkins is an old contract. We've had it for a very long time.
Like 40-some years?
That's your quote.
Okay.
It's probably right. But we didn't see a lot of language. There's not a lot of language problems in the Hopkins contract. And in that bargaining last year, we agreed to a labor management partnership to help resolve some other issues. So this was an economic bargaining.
That's what you
said. We were clear about that going in. So there's very little non-economics involved in this.
Brian O'Keefe, you represent management in contract negotiations like these. And as I said, you don't represent Hopkins. But can you give us briefly a kind of a context for who and what is involved in this process?
Well, you know, it's a very involved process when you're going to be into collective bargaining. It's not something where you just show up one day and sit at a table and just start from scratch. As my colleague here said, you know, Hopkins has a very old contract, so they're starting from a document that's been around for a very long time. And when you're going into bargaining like this, and again, I'm not directly involved with the Hopkins negotiations, but you've often done a lot of wage surveys. You've talked to benefits consultants. Senior management's been very involved in formulating what the company's proposals would be. And it's a very serious process for a company because you are locking yourself into a certain time period. You're not going to be able to make any changes for a certain time period. So it's a very serious process that management goes through and coming up with their own proposals and figuring out where they can go to try to meet the union in a way that everyone can win in the end. So it's a very involved process and a very serious process.
Talk to me specifically about the health sector, about how that unfolds for a hospital like Johns Hopkins.
Right. Well, I think there's, Maryland is unique in that we have this, the hospital rate setting it's done by the state, the commission that helps sets the rates for the hospital. Without passing judgment on that one way or the other, I think it just adds another unique angle that hospitals have to consider whenever they're negotiating in Maryland that you don't necessarily have in other states. But I also think just like a lot of other industries, hospitals are concerned about wages. They're concerned about healthcare. There's a tremendous amount of uncertainty right now out there with the Affordable Care Act and what type of impact that's going to have on premiums. So I think those are really two major issues that hospitals are facing as well as all employers are facing right now whenever they're coming up with bargaining proposals and trying to project, because again, you're locked into the contract for the time period that you agree to with the union. So I think it's a very thoughtful process that goes on from management side.
This is Maryland Morning on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cast, speaking with Brian O'Keefe, a labor law attorney for the firm Shaw and Rosenthal, and with Armita Dixon, vice president of 1199 SEIU for Baltimore Hospitals and Health Systems. We're talking about contract negotiations between Johns Hopkins Hospital Management and service and maintenance employees. I want to play a clip from a member of 1199 SEIU's bargaining committee who has worked for Hopkins for 19 years. He wants to be identified by his first name only, Bob. He works in the clinical engineering bed shop, repairing and maintaining hospital beds, stretchers, exam tables, and he makes $24 an hour, so he makes more than Kiva, whom we heard from earlier. But he says workers overall are not compensated fairly.
I'm a staunch conservative, okay? I believe in conservative values, but I also believe in livable wages to people. And the reason I'm here is not as much for me. I mean, I want a fair wage, too. I mean, they really underpay us for what we do. The phrase that's used there all the time is Hopkins is a great place to be from. People just come there, they know they're going to get low wages, and then they move on because they got the Hopkins name to their resume. But people like myself, we can't move on. I'm 63 years old. I can't move on anywhere.
Armita Dixon, Bob makes what some would think is a good wage.
Mm-hmm.
What is the current range of wages for the employees? And do senior employees like Bob, who've been there a long time, have incentives?
It depends on what job title you're in. Bob happens to be in one of the higher paid job titles. But the salaries range currently from like $10.71, I think, for somebody walking in the door, to up and including where Bob is. $24, $25 an hour, depending on what job you're in. Bob is a unique guy in a whole lot of ways, and his desire to participate in this struggle on a high level, because he's on the bargaining committee, is commendable. But I think what he says about people and their needing to have a living wage is critical to this discussion. I think what gets lost sometimes in the facts and figures is what is happening to people on a everyday sort of level. I lived in Baltimore my whole life. This is my home. And I have watched Johns Hopkins move almost into West Baltimore from East Baltimore with buildings and all the other things, which are truly wonderful, in which the workers in the union are really excited and supportive of Hopkins' growth and development. The problem is what they have not done is in in keeping with those moves, is given back to Baltimore what Baltimore has given to them. Because of some of the breaks Hopkins has gotten, they're allowed to do these wonderful things. But they have not reached back and done economically what they need to do for these workers. And that's the crux of our disagreement.
As I mentioned, 1199 SEIU has given Johns Hopkins Hospital Management till Wednesday morning, a deadline for a strike. Hopkins said in an emailed statement to the Baltimore Brew that if employees do strike, Hopkins has, quote, contingency staffing plans in place to assure no disruptions to patient care, close quote. If a strike does begin, are workers' pay and benefits frozen? Brian, what is the usual?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, at the outset, I think nobody, and I think Ms. Dixon would agree with this, nobody really wants a strike. I mean, nobody on management side truly wants a strike. I don't think anyone on the union side truly wants a strike. So I think you're always trying to continue to bargain and work together to get to a point where you're not having a strike. There can be a couple different types of strikes. Oftentimes in the healthcare industry, you might have a one-day strike or a two-day strike. The hospital will bring in sort of temporary replacements or extra staffing through their supervisors to kind of cover things. And in that circumstance, there's a minimal impact to employees. If there was a full-fledged strike, which would be very rare and very uncommon, I don't really think that Johns Hopkins is headed down that road yet. But if there would be a full-fledged strike, the employees would be out on the picket lines, and they would not be receiving their regular wages, and they'd have to depend upon a union. Unions have strike funds usually to help kind of make up the difference for the employees, but the employees would definitely be in a vulnerable position in that spot.
I'm Maria Dixon. We're almost out of time. Give me your final thought.
My final thought is we have been bargaining with Hopkins since the early part of March. We believe that if we keep working hard, we can reach an agreement. But Hopkins has to move off of their position on economics for these workers. There has to be a change.
And the next bargaining session is, as I understand, on Monday. Mm-hmm. I thank you both. Armita Dixon, Vice President of 1199 SEIU for Baltimore Hospitals and Health Systems. Brian O'Keefe, a labor law attorney with the firm Shaw and Rosenthal. More information on our website. Just ahead, great debaters at Towson. Stay with us on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast.